Is this about Portly? It is, isn't it? Yeah, I've been expecting this. It's the uniform, isn't it? Or rather the lack of uniform. Yeah. No, I know, I know, I know. You have been very understanding. I mean, corgis aren't your usual guard dogs. They're more your usual biscuit stealing dogs. Not that he ever steals biscuits at all. No matter what Mickey says, it wasn't Portly. Because the biscuits are kept on the top shelf and Portly cannot reach. And I would never, ever put them on a lower shelf and then turn away. I would never do that. Because I am a security guard and I take security very seriously. Oh, if I take it so seriously, why is my dog dressed up like that? I can explain. You see, Portly, by nature, is a coward. A big, fluffy coward. Not fat, don't call him fat. But it turns out that if he's wearing a diamante collar, that he's not so cowardly. And, oh, how did I find that out? You see, that is a very, very good question. And it's a very long story. And this is a very short audio, so let's just say that he stole it from his girlfriend. Because Portly likes to steal clothes. He learned that from me. I love to steal hoodies. No, I don't. Because security guards do not steal hoodies at all. We don't steal at all. Do we, Portly? Are these biscuits? No, those are the biscuits I gave him. Really, Portly? Really? Anyway, so he got this collar and suddenly he was really brave. He was so, so brave. It was like he was another dog. I did actually check to see if it was the same dog. It is. Apparently, the vet says there's no one quite as fluffy. Apparently, this kind of fluffiness is impossible for a corgi. This should not be possible, and he wants to do a scientific study on him. Portly said no. And then the vet said, I'll give you biscuits. So Portly said yes. Portly has a biscuit problem. But he's brave now that he's got the collar and the outfit. Well, I thought maybe we should get a second collar, you know, just in case. Well, actually, Portly wanted a second collar. There was a special offer, you see. If you bought a collar, you got a lot of biscuits, and Portly likes biscuits. Have I mentioned that he likes biscuits? Well, when we were at the shop, well, I don't know exactly what happened, but I turned around and he had that on. And suddenly he was Batman, only short and fluffy and so much cuter. Sorry, what? Oh, sorry, I wasn't talking to you, I was talking to Portly. No, I am not Robin. I am not Robin. I've told you this. I am Nightwing. Don't you use that kind of language with me. Just because you look fantastic does not. Sorry. Portly, we don't talk about this at work. I told you that. We have a few issues. Since he became brave, he's also become very mouthy. So much attitude. Yes, I'm talking about you. He is brave now. And he's a really, really, really good guard dog. And I know he's not wearing the traditional uniform for a guard dog, but you can't deny that he looks fabulous. I mean, look at him. Strut, strut. Okay, waddle, waddle. See? Look at that. I know, right? Look, okay. Blue steel. Blue steel, come on, come on, come on. He can do this, just wait 1 second. Blue steel, look. I know, right? And that is a great distraction when people break in. They never see Portly coming. Well, obviously you do see him coming because he's so, so fluffy. Fluffy and very hard to miss. But they never think he's a guard dog. He is a fantastic guard dog, and I think he should be allowed to wear the dress and the cape and the necklaces and the gloves and the heels. Or maybe not the high heels, because I mean, with the high heels, he can reach the biscuits. Nope, didn't say anything about heels. So, oh, You don't want him to not wear it. Good. So, if you don't want him to not wear it, then you want me to match. But that's a lot of effort. And the heels are really high. And you want it to be the new uniform. Great. I mean, could I wear shorter heels? Oh, no, just. All right. Great. Awesome. Stop laughing, Portly. What did you say? So rude.